How to respond to emails when you search jobs by location. If you are wondering how to respond to recruiter emails, then please check out this complete guide on the topic, where I will also share some samples for you to take help from. Emails are the primary way of communication between a recruiter and a potential employee. Such emails help you understand the job requirements, so if you want to search for jobs by location, emails are there for you. Once you have received an email from a recruiter, then it becomes a tedious task to figure out our call to action. To ease you in the process, I have created this complete guide that will help you decide how to respond to emails from recruiters. Job openings in India via email. Once you have received an email from the recruiter, it is time to respond to that email in the proper informative and communicative manner. Help yourself with the points mentioned below to craft the best response possible for your email. Read the email carefully. The first thing you should do is read the complete email carefully at least twice for proper understanding. You should be able to figure out the nature of the email, the requirements of the recruiter, and everything else that you need to know. In addition to this, it would be a great idea to take notes while reading the email, which can help us form our reply. Answer all of their questions while you are crafting your response. Please make sure that you first answer the questions asked by the recruiter in the email. Also, try to keep the answers in the same order as asked before, so that the recruiter finds it easy to collect information from your email. If you are looking for a job vacancy for freshers, then you must know that providing complete information can land the right job for you. To the point, when drafting your response, please ensure to keep all your answers short and precisely to the point. Also, the recruiter mostly creates questions from your answers, so the less information the better. If the recruiter would want something, let them ask for it. Also, less information keeps the recruiter interested in you, while you won't give away anything that you are not supposed to unless specifically asked for it. Reply for rejections. Even if you decide not to go with the opportunity or even explore it further, ensure to give a proper response to the recruiter. It leaves a good impression on the recruiter, while you always keep this opportunity available for yourself. A good impression helps you in case you decide to change your mind in the long run about the opportunity and go with it. Although your first impression would be your resume and the cover letter or the day you will walk into the office. However, when it comes to the job, you have to present yourself multiple times and ace it every time if you wish to stand out from the rest of the applicants. Every time you have to interact with your organization, ensure that you put up your best face. When you send out the best email, you showcase your official communication skills. Respond quickly, irrespective of the interest you have in the job role or the organization. Send out a quick response. It sends out a message that you are punctual, consistent, and enthusiastic about the opportunity. If you are worried about being desperate, then I must assure you that I will help you with that too. Enthusiastic, not desperate. There is a fine line between enthusiasm and desperation that you need to understand and not cross. A desperate response would be jumbled and hasty, whereas an enthusiastic one would be well researched and nicely drafted. So, when you are writing back, ensure that your facts about the company are straight while your email is clear and has a mature tone. Direct mail from recruiter. It is always the toughest to connect with the right people, so if you get the chance to communicate with the recruiter through email, Make sure to take complete advantage of the situation. Recruiters are always on the lookout for someone for their organization, so if you are not a good fit for a certain position, a good impression can push the recruiter to give you a shot at a better fitting position. Avoid informal language when drafting an official email. Make sure to avoid any kind of slang, emojis, errors, or jargon. Try to keep it simple, formal, and straightforward with proper greetings and cover every area your recruiter might be interested in. Once you are done typing, proofread the article thrice to make sure it is error-free. Sample answers to questions recruiters might ask you. Thank the recruiter for contacting you, followed by resolving his or her concern. End the email by asking them if you could do something else for them. However, for your reference, please find some of the commonly asked questions below so that you can easily grab the right jobs near me. Are there any details you'd like to add to your application? Thank you so much for your response. I have shared all the required information in my application along with some of the samples for your reference. If you want me to share some other information in addition to it, then please let me know and I will be happy to share it with you. Could you send another copy of your resume? Thank you so much for contacting me about my application. Please find a copy of my resume attached to this email. Also, let me know if you have any other requirements. I look forward to hearing from you. When are you available to interview? Thank you so much for considering my application for the further round of interviews. I am really excited about speaking with you and the other team members. Please find my availability mentioned below. Date and time. Date and time. Please let me know when we can schedule the interview so that I can plan accordingly. Would you be available for a second interview soon? I had a great time during the interview and it would be my pleasure to appear for the second round of interviews. Please find my availability below and let me know what works best for you. Date and time. Date and time. Do you have time to answer a few quick questions over the phone? Thank you so much for contacting me and I would love to get in touch with you on a phone call. We can discuss the role further and I would be happy to answer any questions you might have in your mind. I am available today between 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Please confirm your availability so that we can plan accordingly. Example answers to different situations. Example answer: if you want the new job, dear sir, mom, thank you so much for considering me for the job title position in your company. Please find the updated resume attached to this email along with some samples of my work. I have ensured to explain everything in the resume, but if there is anything that I can add to my application, then please let me know. I am really excited to learn more about the opportunity and speak with you. If your time allows, then we can connect on a call after 6 today. Please let me know if that is possible for you. Thank you so much once again. Regards. Name, contact number, LinkedIn link, job portal link. Example answer: if you don't want the job but are interested in the company, dear ma'am, sir, thank you so much for contacting me for the job title position at your organization. I really enjoyed learning about your company, but I think my skills and experience would complement preferred job position. Please let me know if there is an opening for the same at your company. I am attaching my updated resume with this email along with some samples of my accomplishments for your reference. Please let me know if you have any questions regarding my skills or experience and I will be more then happy to answer them for you. Thank you for your time. Regards. Name, contact number, LinkedIn. Link. Job portal link. Example answers of how to respond to a recruiter email if you're not interested. Dear sir, ma'am, thank you so much for contacting me for the position of job title in your organization. However, I must tell you that I am very much happy with my current job and not looking for a change right now. However, I have some references that might be the perfect fit for your requirement. Please find the attached contact information for the same. Thank you so much once again. Regards. Name, contact number, LinkedIn link. Job portal link. Frequently asked questions. Q1. How quickly should you respond to a recruiter? A1. It is advised to respond to a recruiter within 1 to 2 business days. Q2. What should I reply to the recruiter? A2. You should give the recruiter an appropriate amount of information through your email, like your interest in the job and fulfill the requirements shown by the recruiter. However, please ensure that you use formal language and tone of voice throughout the email. Q3. Should you respond to recruiter emails? A3. Once you confirm the credibility of the recruiter, you should respond to the recruiter's emails within 1 to 2 business days. Q4. How do you impress a recruiter via email? A4. You can impress your recruiter via email when you share every required or asked information. You shall also stay to the point in your email while keeping a formal voice of tone. Q5. How do I say I am interested in this position? A5. You can just thank the recruiter for sending you the email, share the requested information, and ask about the further process. This shall successfully deliver your interest in the position to the recruiter.